Are you looking for the best in local music from Northeast Ohio? Well, look no further. WJCU has it right here on Neo Rocks.
Monday nights, 8 to 10 p.m., and Saturday nights, midnight to 2 a.m., Neo Rocks spins some of the best Cleveland has to offer.
From Welshly Arms,
to Bethesda,
to the Ohio Sky,
to Tropidelic,
to the Commonwealth,
it's all right here
on Neo Rocks.
On WJCU and WJCU.org.
WJCU, University Heights, from the campus of John Carroll University.
In summertime, when the weather's fine, I like to drink tequila, a little bit of lime. But in the winter time, when I need to unwind, there's only one thing that suits me just fine. Not finally aged. It became in a cake. Whoa, whoa, the cake way. It's thicker than fog. It's sweeter than wine. Pour yourself some eggnog. Well, let's have a good time. When it starts to snow, got nowhere to go. Mix it with some brandy, couple shots of old friend. Take the bottle down, best cutting around. The high city singing, a New Orleans sound. Shari for Christmas next year.
You are tuned in to Neo Rocks. This is the Christmas special. And Jason, how you doing?
I am great. I'm standing here with about, I don't know, 18, 19 wonderful musicians with the same amount of guitars, I think. In
the room. We're pretty crammed in that room, aren't we? Whoops. It would help if I turned some stuff off, wouldn't it?
Nice. All right. A little extra Christmas song there in the beginning.
We're learning it as we go tonight because, well, we've got a whole bunch of musicians in a small room all playing live. And this kind of was just a random idea that we came up with.
Surprise.
What, a week and a half ago?
Yeah, about that. It was your idea. Remember that.
It was. I caused my own heart attack, yes. But this should be fun. Hopefully, everybody listening enjoys this. Definitely not your traditional Christmas show, not your traditional Christmas special. We've got just a quick rundown of who we've got. We've got Ray Flanagan and his brother playing. We've got Megan Zirke, Joshua Jesty,
birthday boy Joshua Jesty.
Yes, you Jason are playing. Jessica Shetler, Googie will be. Playing some, I don't know, is it actually Christmas music?
We'll let the listeners decide. Either way, it's going to be radio gold, I guarantee that.
Nate Jones, Jenna Fournier, Dan Moraldi, and at the end, maybe Maybe a whole bunch of people singing.
We'll see how that goes.
Well, yeah, we'll see what happens. But we're getting started off with Ray Flanagan and his brother. And I'm going to turn all of your guys' channels on. So,
Ray, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
You ready for this Christmas thing?
We'll find out, won't we?
All right, kicking us off, Mr. Ray Flanagan.
This is a tune called Reasons for the Season. Am I talking now? What is this, like a we didn't clarify what was going to happen right now.
Just go right ahead.
Okay, this is we do this tune. This is a I don't know who wrote it. I don't know where it came from. I know a bunch of people have done it, but I'm very partial to the Boss version cuz I love Bruce. So, this is a tune called Merry Christmas, Baby. Baby, you sure treat me nice.
Christmas, baby. You're sure to treat me nice. Feel just like I'm living. Music on the radio. I feel real good tonight. Got music on the radio. And I feel just like I wanna kiss you underneath my mistletoe. Santa came down the chimney at a 3:15. Lots of nice little presents for my baby and me. Oh, Merry Christmas, baby. You're sure to treat me nice. And I feel like I'm living. It's like I'm living in
Ray Flanagan here on Neo Rocks Live.
That was nice.
It was, and as I'm trying to quickly figure things out as we're going well.
I need to give you some backroom conversation. Rob Dusky, I don't think he meant to offend anybody, of course, but he said we should just basically let Ray and his brother play for the next 2 hours, and we can all just kind of sit back and watch.
Well, he's playing with a bunch of people tonight, isn't
he? Right.
So he kind of probably could just take that seat and keep it the entire time.
Well, he is taking it right now, and in fact, he's still sitting with Russ over there. Hi, Russ. How are you?
You're going to hear a whole lot of musicians tonight, and please, we don't have the phone lines open right now if you want to call, so don't try calling, but go to our Facebook page, go to our Twitter, Neo Rocks WJCU, all of those. Let us know what you think, if we should do this again. I would say request, but I don't think anybody would appreciate it if I accepted requests tonight. But we've got coming up next.
We've got Megan Zirke.
She ready?
Yeah, she's going to be singing this first song, and then she's going to play guitar in that second.
All right, well, we've got Megan Zirke now.
With Ray.
With Ray. Woo. On Neo Rocks. Mm-hmm.
I really can't stay.
Maybe it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Maybe it's cold outside.
This evening has been so very nice.
How put your hands in just like
my mother will start to
beautiful
worry.
what's yours.
And Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace.
So really I'd better scurry. Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I'm
the neighbors might think.
Maybe it's bad out.
Say what's in this drink. I wish I knew how to break this spell.
I'll take you at your hand.
I ought to say no, 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 sir. At least I'm gonna say that I tried. I really can't stay. Baby, it's cold outside. I've gotta get.
Maybe you freeze out there.
Say, lend me your cup.
Up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
Touch
my hair. Why don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow. At least there will be plenty implied.
Megan Zirke with Ray on guitar. And as we're getting Megan set up with guitar, Jason's going to get her set. Yeah, that'll work. It's weird the way we've set it up. And we've got everybody in one room kind of doing a round robin. So trying to see how well this works. And Megan, you ready?
Sure thing, boss.
Oh, that's scary. Was I really called boss?
Sure.
Megan, take it away.
All right, thank you. This is called The Greatest Gift. It's an original I wrote in 2011.
Wake up with snow. It's a glory. Did we forget
Megan Zirke live on Neo Rocks. Megan, come back to the mic.
Hey.
Say, how long ago did you release that track?
2011, Christmas 2011. It actually made it onto Radio Airplay's holiday playlist in 2011 and this year again, which is awesome. Just shocking. Awesome.
Very cool. And then you just had a disc.
Right? Yeah, my brand new album came out December 3rd. The release show is January 10th at Mayhall's.
Very cool.
And Jessica here tonight is opening with Top
really?
Hat Black. Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, we bring enough people into studio, and everybody's got to have connections. So everybody here tonight has kind of worked with each other at some point. And you, Jason, as you pick up your mic, do you have something to add real quick?
Please add.
I'm just color commentary tonight, that's all. I'm behind the scenes tonight.
Okay. Well, we've got Joshua Jesty up next.
We have the birthday boy, Joshua. I'd say
we go from sweet and nice Christmas music to I'm sure not sweet and nice. Would I be right in that, Josh?
No, it's sweet. It conveys the true meaning of Christmas, I think, what I'm singing about.
Well, are you ready?
Well, first of all, I want to say happy birthday to you.
Oh, hey,
that
thanks.
That should definitely, I mean, it's a big day. Thanks. Did you do anything good today?
I drank a whole gallon of eggnog.
Before you came in studio?
Well, yeah, I figured it wouldn't affect my vocal cords because it's just egg and nog, right?
This is eggnog light, right?
I mean, it's perfect for singing, right?
Well, Josh, take it away.
All right. Very special song. It's called It's Christmas Time. It's Christmas time. Gimme, 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 it's Christmas time. Gimme, 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 gimme. Jewels, video games, a swatch, my dignity back, a CD, it's Christmas time. Gimme, 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 it's Christmas time. Gimme, 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 gimme. A pony, more jewels, cause I'm not a gold digger. Something that doesn't make me hate myself. And some socks! Christ is born in Bethlehem to show us love. Whatever, give me stuff! It's Christmas time. Gimme, 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 it's Christmas time. Gimme, 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 gimme. Merry Christmas, give me stuff. Thank you. Thank you. I'm just going to play this other quick one. It's also conveys the true meaning of Christmas. Because remember, corporations are people too. Be a good consumer, or Jesus Christ will never be born unto man.
Cause the big corporations will go back in time and blow up Bethlehem.
Thank you.
Josh Majesty here on Neo Rocks. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got...
Birthday boy.
Happy birthday, Josh. we've got the Ohio City Singers right now, and we will be back with more live music from some of Cleveland's best. Maybe. Let me restart that. That was the Ohio City Singers and Meet Me Under the Mistletoe here on Neo Rocks. And now, we don't let him play very often on the show. And we're going to this time. We needed another person to play.
You know what? If I didn't have this cord attached to this thing I'm holding, I would come right over there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Try it. So we've got a bunch of people in with Jason right now. We've got Jessica Shetler singing,
hello.
Jason, Laura, and Tim also playing on keys right now. He'll be on guitar in a little bit.
Why do we make this space so tight here?
Because we didn't have a choice.
Laura's bow is literally going to poke my eye out.
Well, don't kill him during the show.
Always after.
Okay, thank you. So go ahead and take it away.
Okay, this is a song I wrote called Angels in the Snow, the end.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Mm-hmm.
lights flicker from my 12th floor balcony. Red, green, and white light up your baby blues like a tree. I ain't got the money to buy you everything. Your favorite gift has always been laughing with me. So let's go scare the hell out of those shoppers down below. We'll lay in the parking lot and make angels in the snow. Let's make angels in the snow.
Screens and little phones are never enough, but it costs more to find a friend to love. So let's walk together, bring your heavy coat and some gloves, and show them it's about coming down from 10 floors above.
Let's go
scare the hell out of the shoppers down below. We'll lay in the parking lot and make angels in the snow.
Let's make angels in the snow. I can't help but feel everything, everything by you tonight. I can't help but feel everything, everything. So let's go scare the hell out of the shoppers down below. And make angels in the snow. Let's make angels in the snow.
JasonPatrickMyers.com. Is the website up?
Let's not talk about that.
You're still JasonPatrickMyers.com.
Look, I'm just happy with the nickname. And now people, if they actually care enough to go online, they go, who is this guy? He doesn't exist in internet land.
Oh, whoops. You might want to work on that. So what are we doing now?
What are we doing now? Well, we're going to do a song where Jessica Shetler here. Say hi.
Hello, everybody.
That's her. She's gonna sing. She's
Blue
gonna
Christmas.
Sing one of her favorite songs.
Without you, I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on the green Christmas tree.
same deal if you are here with me in the wind.
Jessica Shetler, JasonPatrickMyers.com, Laura Simna, and Tim, I'm sorry, I don't remember your last name. This is what happens when you've got too many people in studio, but it's fun. And I think we're going to take a quick break as we get Googie set up, because he's up next, and Josh, we're not going to hear the fuzzy, happy-go-lucky Christmas. So we're going to enjoy that. Right now, here's more of the Ohio City Singers on Neo Rocks.
Wake up, little brother, I had the strangest dream. The strangest town painted in red and green. There were lights everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yes, everywhere. I really wish you could have been there. What did you see? What did it look like? Did it have a name? Can we go there tonight? It was a town.
A town?
A town called Christmas. It was a Christmas town.
A town, a town, a town called Christmas. It was a Christmas town.
A marshmallow moon hung from a blueberry sky. Over Candy Cane Lane, Judy's pond was a pie. Snowman standing 100 feet high, made of lemon meringue. They were skating on the ice. I saw it, I did with my own two eyes. In my dream in a town lit with licorice lights. It was a town.
A town.
A town called Christmas. It was a Christmas town.
A town, a town, a town called Christmas. It was a Christmas town, town, a town, a town called Christmas. It was a Christmas town.
Saw a reindeer in the woods being led by an elf. He came up to me and said,
"My name is Ralph. I've never seen you in Christmas town. You must be new. Let me show you around."
Of a great big hill. At the top was a sled. Ralph said,
"Come on, get in."
We were racing down the hill, faster and faster. The only sound to hear was the wind and our laughter. Lights of the town were getting dimmer and dimmer. My heart was racing and my head was swimming. I asked Ralph, "How did I get here?" Ralph told me not to worry, said I'd be back again. It was a town.
A town.
A town called Christmas. It was a Christmas town.
A town, a town, a town called Christmas. It was a Christmas town. A town, a town, a town called Christmas. It was a Christmas town.
Wake up, little brother.
I had the strangest dream.
The Ohio City Singers and the title track off of their latest album, A Town Called Christmas. They're busy. It's not going through there. They are a busy group right now.
Yeah,
and we were hoping to have them in studio, but they have many other gigs. I'm sure you can catch them around town somewhere.
Well, the thing about them, on their rider, they actually have something about like 6 dozen freshly baked cookies. And we don't really bake around here, so we couldn't provide them with that. So I think that was the main problem.
Yeah, well, it's you and I in charge of this, so nobody wanted to try our cooking.
I've seen your baked goods. It's not good.
Yeah, no.
I don't like your baked goods.
No, never a good idea. So
you're supposed to go with me on that one. That didn't go anywhere. That just totally
failed. Yeah, sorry. No, so we've got next somebody that I should probably be afraid of. Live on the air.
Shaking his head, yes. Yes, you should.
Do you remember the time when you played live upstairs and you started Flip the Switch?
Yeah.
And I was kind of terrified.
Right.
It's kind of that moment right now. I'll have my hand on the dump button just in case.
Well, this delay goes until...
It would help if I turn your mic on.
There is no reason to fear that.
Okay. Well, I'll take you for your word then.
So, Googie, you're going to give us something a little bit different here.
Absolutely. First off, everybody out there in Radio Land, I hope y'all is partying. It's Christmas time. Y'all need to be somehow or another figuring out what's going on here, because everybody in here is having a great time, and I hope y'all joining us, you know, kind of doing that thing. So, but yeah, I'm in a good mood this holiday season. Sometimes I'm a little Grinch-like, but... Not this year.
Well, you've got your festive red on today.
Yeah, the same thing I always wear.
He was trying to help you there, Goop.
Oh, hey, fellas, I got you a Christmas present.
Uh-oh.
All right, beautiful wrapping. It's on the floor there if you want to grab it real quick.
The paper bag?
Yeah, the paper bag.
Go ahead, Jason.
Here we go. I'm walking over.
I'm gonna hide in the corner over here.
Why don't you just bring that over to Eric so he can see it, too?
Is it another mistletoe hat?
No, last year, for those of you who weren't at the Googie Rob Dusky JasonPatrickMyers.com festival, we did give Eric a mistletoe hat. Merry Christmas there, Eric.
Oh.
Googie, will you adopt me?
Yeah, Papa Googie. By the way, everybody, I'm older than everybody in the room by at least 20 years. Prior to getting here, I was at my Aunt Carol's 80th birthday party, and I was the youngest person in the room. Woo!
Well, Googie, you ready to play?
Yeah, I've been ready for like 2 minutes.
Thank you for the gift, Googie, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Welcome, my brothers. Hey, where's the after party? We need to invite the listeners.
We haven't figured that out yet.
All right. Jason's house.
I just sang a sad song about living 12 floors up. You really want to come over there?
Yeah. All right. Hey. When we were all young girls and boys, Santa told us to be good or he would not bring us toys. So we behaved throughout the years out of fear that our misdeeds would reach Santa's ears. But as we grew older, we had different needs. Like women and whiskey and something I don't want to say when my mom's listening on the radio. Oh, man, I still wanted presents of that, there's no doubt. That seems like a problem, but I figured it out. Good or bad, naughty or nice, I got Santa Claus thinking twice. I'm so good at being bad. A good or bad, naughty or nice, I give Santa Claus a big surprise. I'm so good at being bad. Well, I want lots of gifts beneath my Christmas tree, but it's so hard to do what Santa asks of me.
like my drinks and I like my smokes. I'm the guy who's always telling dirty jokes. One day I figured out just what I need to do so I could have my cake and I could eat it too. Yeah, good or bad, naughty or nice, like I Santa Claus thinking twice. I'm so good at being bad. Good or bad, naughty or nice, I give Santa Claus a big surprise. I'm so good at being bad. Well, I like staying up all night and I like sleeping in. I still get my work done, so I guess it ain't a sin. And when my baby asks me, honey, where you been? I just smile and tell the truth, I was getting drunk again. But every time I raise my glass, girl, I thought of you. And if you're mad at me, you know I'll make it up to you. So good or bad, naughty or nice, like I'm Santa Claus thinking twice. I'm so good at being bad. I said good or bad, naughty or nice, like giving Santa Claus a big surprise. I'm so good at being bad. Well, you know I had to kiss her, my conscience told me so. I thought she was about to cry beneath the mistletoe. When drinking with my buddy late into the night, he said it was his birthday. I was just being polite. Well, why should I be different than all them other guys? I can't help myself, I got them wandering eyes. My head is on a swivel every time a girl walks by. I guess I love the ladies until the day I die. I always tell my girl that she's the only one. I'm serious about you, them other girls is just for fun. Good or bad, naughty or nice, I got Santa Claus thinking twice. I'm so good at being bad. I said good or bad, naughty or nice, like giving Santa Claus a big surprise. I'm so good at being bad.
This under the Christmas tree, an electric guitar, a bottle of whiskey, a brand new fishing pole, two tickets to the Sweet Tooth Truth Music Festival, the day after Christmas at the House of Blues. Oh, Santa Claus, you the man.
Googie.
Nice.
Yeah, topic. That's a plug. I hope y'all come to party on the day after Christmas with Rob Dusky and company.
Well, exactly. And a lot of you here are actually going to be playing that.
So. You can see Ray, JasonPatrickMyers.com, Danny Maraldi.
while we're at it, Jason, why don't you go grab Dusky? Why don't we talk real quick?
Yeah, let's have a
Dusky.
Minute.
I grabbed him.
Let's declaustrophobic
guys.
That young man. Dead air, say something, Eric.
Have we found Dusky yet? Is he in the fetal position underneath the studio?
He's getting there.
He's close?
Yeah.
I'm getting him.
Here he comes. Jason's on that long leash today. He can practically walk in all three rooms.
See, what you didn't know is that by coming into the station, you were going to be on the air at some point.
Oh, I was just here to make fun of everybody.
Well, Now we're putting a mic in your hand, which is probably a mistake.
That was the worst idea you could have possibly had.
So you've got this big show coming up.
Yes, we do.
It's this week.
It's the day after Christmas. It's at House of Blues.
Who all is playing that?
Well, if I'm sober enough to remember. Just kidding. This is a college station.
Yeah.
Dan Maraldi and the Albino Winos. Ray Flanagan and the Authorities. Jason Patrick Meyer's band. Brent Kirby. Brian Douglas Day and Erica Blinn. And I'm really trying to remember everybody else right now.
Yourself?
Myself. I'm playing The Hedgehog's Dilemma. Was that 7?
I believe so.
Did I get everybody? Okay, good.
You're going to have an angry email when you get home.
If
you did forget somebody.
But it's great because it's only $10. And it's in the main room where the sound's the best. And if you're not going to that show, you should go to the Beachland for Jesty's show. So you have no excuse to not go to a music show the day after Christmas.
That is true. And most people are going to be sick of the holiday stuff, so get out to a show.
Absolutely.
So you didn't expect to be on the air, did you?
No, I'm totally okay with it. I'll talk okay. You know what? Screw everybody else. Sorry, you guys are done. I'm just going to talk the rest of the time.
Yeah. No, I want to play some Dusky background music.
Well, thanks so much for asking about it.
Yeah. Thank you. And Googie, I'm going to hand it back to you now.
Sweet, sweet. Now I'm going to play my serious song.
You have a serious song?
No. I do not. This one was one of the very first episodes of South Park, and I'm bringing my special friend Nate Jones up. Everybody calls me Googie, but my last name is Guggenheim, a proud German-Jewish background. And here I am singing Christmas songs. And back in the day, you know, I try to do the right thing, and I'd get called to play these Christmas benefits where musicians get together, and the end result is toys for little kids, which, you know, doesn't get any better than that. But there's certain Christmas songs that, you know, I can't put the authentic feel into, so I kind of had to search for material. This tune from South Park really spoke to me, and please give it up for Nate Jones here hanging out with me.
I didn't do anything yet, man.
It's hard to be a Jew on Christmas. My friends won't let me join in any games. And I can't sing Christmas songs or decorate a Christmas tree or leave water out for Rudolph, 'cause there's something wrong with me. My people don't believe that Jesus Christ was anything. I'm a Jew, a lonely Jew on Christmas. Hanukkah is nice, but why is it that Santa passes over my house every year? And instead of eating ham, I have to eat kosher latkes. Instead of Silent Night, I'm singing Hu Hak Do Hadish. And what the bleep is up with lighting all these bleeping candles? Tell me, please. I'm a Jew, a lonely Jew. I'd be merry, but I'm Hebrew on Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Googie and Nate here on Neo Rocks. We have to take a quick break for top of the hour, but we will be back in just a couple of minutes, and I might sneak another Christmas song from somebody else in, too. So keep it here on Neo Rocks. You're listening to the Neo Rocks Christmas special on WJCU.
For a station that plays diverse music.
Where the band plays home, the song might be.
Let's take a trip.
You've come to the right place.
WJCU 88.7 FM, University Heights. The only place for all this and more, and oh yeah, no commercials.
Do your children want to paint and make an artful mess at home? Then bring them to the University Heights Library for art in the afternoon on Friday, January 3rd from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. It's a special time for arts and crafts for those children not in school on Friday afternoons, and homeschoolers are welcome. Presented in Room A, no registration required, University Heights Branch Library is located at 13866 Cedar Road. More info at heightslibrary.org.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
I'm making beef sliders for my friend Sammy. Nana taught me to always pull meat off the grill early, so it's extra juicy.
Use a food thermometer to ensure ground beef is 160 degrees, or you could make people really sick. Sandy didn't think twice about the slider she ate until yoga class, when a nasty case of food poisoning turned her downward-facing dog into upward-moving lunch. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov and learn the steps Maria unwittingly leaves out. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
WJCU, University Heights.
Every Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. right here at 88.7 WJCU, Diversified Funk is in effect. We play everything from ragtime to rap. So while you may not hear this...
Oh, hell no!
You'll probably hear a little bit of this.
Sorry.
Or maybe a little bit of that. And definitely some of this.
Oh, hell yeah!
So tune in every Thursday from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the only station that delivers diversity, 88.7 WJCU.
I get caught believing in fairy tales and Sailor Moons, but when snow falls down in that fairy dust and Oscars rise at the sign of dusk, I can't help but make a wish. I wish for starlight's star bright to shine on me. Starlight shine bright this winter's eve. Shine on me.
Reservation.
Attack at live, not live, but off of their Christmas album that they released last year.
Isn't live radio so much fun?
Oh, yeah. This is, you know what? One of the things that I kind of almost expected to happen and quietly hoped would happen is what is about to happen. We've got a whole bunch of awesome musicians in studio together, and a lot of times, like, everybody that's here, I think, has played a 10 by 3.
Yeah.
I believe so. And one thing that happens at the 10 by 3 all the time is somebody's up there and playing, and suddenly we hear Ray suddenly on guitar just tearing it up along with whoever's on stage. And it's actually happening now. And I'm not surprised, actually, in the slightest.
I'm looking forward to this.
I am, too. So right now we've got Nate Jones. And one thing that when Jason and I were putting this together, we were trying to figure out how best to make everybody work together and flow into each other. And we tried our best, but we were also worried about not having enough music or having too much. Normally a show goes how many songs would you plan for an hour
for a live set 12 yeah 12 to 14
so I say and then when you've got changeover you add some time, so we're looking at this like 20 songs max.
And we're going fast.
We are. This is probably the fastest I've ever seen a show go.
Well, I think that's a compliment to the true efficiency and creativity of every single person in this room.
Pretty much.
They're just winners at life.
I said, did we lose a musician?
No, man. I'm good. You scared Eric there.
I'm around the corner from everybody, so I can barely see what's going on. So, hi, guys.
Hey.
I feel like I'm so far away from you guys. But
you can miss a lot over there.
Get close to the mic so we can actually hear you.
I'm right here.
Yeah.
I didn't want them to hear that, though.
That's okay. We're live on the air. They're going to hear everything. So, Nate, you're up next, and Ray is joining you now.
Yeah.
So, go ahead and take it away.
Again.
guide you home.
Be no more sorrow, no grief and pain. I'll be happy Christmas once again. I'll be happy Christmas once again.
Nate Jones and Ray Flanagan live on Neo Rocks. And Ray's unplugged. Okay, you're good. So, Nate, what do you have up next?
Well, Eric, I have a song that's not technically a Christmas song. It's a New Year's song, sort of a non-denominational song for those of us in Radio Land who are non-denominational. I want to dedicate this to my lady and my dog, in that order, definitely in that order. Lisa and Etta James Jones and our current foster dog, who I think has been named Penny Lane, but I'm not sure.
You think?
I'm not sure. I really don't know. But there are about 400 pounds of dog in my apartment right now.
I really hope this isn't a tiny apartment.
About 600 square feet.
So it's about the size of the station. Uh-oh.
If that. Anyway, this is a New Year's song. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days rolling by? For old lang syne, for old lang syne, should old acquaintance be forgot and days rolling by? We two have run about the hills and gathered up the flowers by. We've wandered many weary foot since old lang syne. We too have sported in the brook from morning sun till night, but the seas between us have roared and swelled since old lang syne. For old lang syne, for old lang syne, the seas between us have roared and swelled since old lang syne. Now here is a hand, my trusted friend, and give me a hand of thine. We'll take the cup of kindness yet for old lang syne. For old lang syne.
Nate Jones, live on Near Rocks. Let me turn your mic on, Jason.
Hello.
Hi.
I need to go home and practice now.
I lost my nail, guys. Lost my thumb.
Your nail...
Nailed
your,
down.
Your nail almost hit me. That's right there.
Is it really?
So we're going... What was that? We're going... Guitar down.
Guitar down. Nail down. It's all right. We'll be all right.
We're going to take a another quick break. We've got more of the Ohio City Singers now.
Yes.
When we come back, we've got Jenna Fournier of Knights. She's going to perform live. And she's got people joining her too, right?
It's a big, yes, big collage of people.
Here's the Ohio City Singers, the ringing of the bells on NRX. The Ohio City Singers here on Neo Rocks as we've got everybody in the background now. We've got a whole bunch of people in studio now. And Jason, go grab your mic. Because, you know, hi, Josh. as Josh gets in my face with a camera, I'm okay with that. I don't think our listeners would be okay with that, though. So, what all do we have going on out there?
We have a lot going on. We've got Laura on the fiddle. We've got Megan, who's going to sing. Of course, we've got Jenna Fournier. And Dan Maraldi standing over there, too, posing for pictures. Which is a lot of cameras going on in here, actually.
So, Jenna, I can barely see you over all the people. Hi.
Hi.
That means move, Jesty.
No, Jesty's okay. So what have you got for us?
We're going to play Silent Night. It's one of my favorite songs to sing at church on Christmas Eve.
Well, go ahead.
Aww. Okay.
Take it away.
Here we go. So. Silent night, song so much. I just think it's so beautiful. Thanks for singing with me, guys. This song plays off of the other side of the Christmas spirit. Santa baby, slip a stable under the tree for me. I've been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a couple grand in studio time is fine to start me off for a while, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the drinks I've skipped. Think of all the boys that I only kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa honey, there's one more little thing on my list, a trip somewhere like Paris, alright, Santa cutie, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and visit Christmas Eve with the custom Fender ZLs built for me. I really do believe in you, so make sure they throw in a case too, please. Santa baby, sometimes I feel like I need to disappear, so can you find me an island, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney. Santa baby, hurry down the chimney tonight. Thanks. Thanks,
Jenna
guys.
Fournier on Neo Rocks. Now, Jenna, is this the first time that we've had you in studio since you came home?
This is, yeah.
So, I'm just going to use... because full time.
Glad to be back. Thank you.
How was Japan?
Japan was amazing. People were so nice. So it was a lot of fun.
How many shows did you end up playing while you were there?
It was just 4 shows.
Okay.
I mean, it's a small country. You know, like you don't, there's only so many places to play. It's kind of tiny.
So I need to ask you, when you were here and we were talking, you were talking about your guide that you had with you. Your guide?
My spiritual guide?
No, you had mentioned a guide that was going to help you.
Oh, yeah, my interpreter.
Okay.
I had a guide, yes.
So did you ask this guide, as we discussed, to come back to Cleveland with you?
I suggested it.
Okay.
The guy that owns a record label that kind of put the tour together.
Gotcha.
He has never been to the States, and he speaks a little bit of English. He had an interpreter so that I could talk to him. It was kind of a process. He does want to come to America, but it's not. I don't think that's going to happen next year. But I am going back in April with the whole band, with all of Nights. So we have that going on.
Hey, can you take us with you?
Yes.
Please?
Yeah. You can be roadies or march people or something that has a pretend title so you can come travel and do all that fun stuff.
Sold.
Cool?
Sold.
Deal.
All right.
So, Jason, what do you want to do? Do we want to get them playing, or do we want to play some more Ohio City Singers?
Let's play some more Ohio City Singers here.
All right. Well, we've got that coming up right now on Neo Rocks. Thank you for tuning in to the Neo Rocks Christmas special. Maybe at some point I will attempt at giving you the entire title of this event. It's quite a chore. Right now, here's the Ohio City Singers, One Day Closer on Neo Rocks.
My best to be good, you know.
The Ohio City Singers here on Neo Rocks. Jason, are we really about to do what I think we're about to do?
We have a new contributor to the Neo Rocks WJCU program that can be heard every Monday at 8 p.m. here on 88.7. A new contributor.
We're really doing this, aren't we?
We're really doing this.
We're about to trust.
This is the first installment of the Rob Dusky Knows Best interview session.
You can call and ask for advice.
Not tonight. Some other night.
Some other night. But with Rob Dusky here.
Hello.
We have Mr. Ray Flanagan as well.
Yes.
Hello.
Mr. Ray Flanagan, how are you?
I'm doing swell.
That's excellent. I have a couple questions about you because a lot of us people that have been playing in town for a while have noticed your talents and we want to know some stuff. When did you first start playing music?
I started playing... I first kind of really started playing when I was 11, so it's been about 10 years or something like that. I heard...
Really? Only 10 years?
Well, I mean, I've been around it all my life. When I was in first grade, I told my teacher I wanted to be
Bruce Springsteen. Does that mean you're only 20 or 21 years old?
I am 21.
This guy...
Officially the youngest person in the room.
He is so talented and so young that I absolutely hate him to the max.
Wow.
That's great, man.
You're way too kind.
Who would you say are like your top three musical influences?
Top three? The Boss.
The Boss.
I'm just off the top of my head. The Boss, Metallica, and Googie.
The Boss, Metallica, and Googie. Yes. And if you had to pick a fourth, who would the fourth be?
Let's see how many haters I can get. Dave Matthews.
Dave Matthews. Hey. Carter Beauford, great drummer.
Yeah.
And their bass player was like a kid when they first went on tour.
Yeah, like
that's enough talk about Dan Matthews, man. Let's ask, is Dan's mic on as well?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Dan, same question.
What's up?
How old were you when you first started playing and writing music?
Well, I wrote my first complete song when I was 17.
Right on. And how old are you now?
I am 27.
27, okay. And who are your three major musical influences growing up?
I would say the Beatles, the Stones, and probably the White Stripes.
Yeah.
And then Dylan.
Right on.
Too.
Right on. Right on. Are you guys excited for Thursday?
I'm over the moon.
I can't wait.
Just to remind everybody, Thursday is Sweet Truth Fest. It's the second annual fest. And Dan and Ray and their bands are both playing. Ray Flanagan and the Authorities and Dan Maraldi and the Albino Winos are both playing. So you guys have to come out because they're two of seven acts that are playing. It's only $10, and it's at House of Blues. I'm going to play a set as long as I'm not dying of lung cancer or something.
You're going to play a set.
I will play a set. But it might not. It'll be good. It'll be fine. It's fine. Anyway, I'm going to continue and finish this interview by asking myself the same thing.
Rob Dusky.
Yes.
What are your top three musical influences?
My top three musical influences... See,
besides Jason,
I used to. Googie's waving at me. I used to think it was like stuff that I listened to a lot, but the more I think about it, my dad was a big, let's get the family in the car and drive around on Saturday morning guy. So there was a lot of like Neil Young, Elvis Costello, Carole King from Mom, The Carpenters. There's a lot of that 70s songwriter stuff. So. And just to finish up the interview, I started writing music at about 19 years old. So. Did you need anything else from us?
How do you think this went?
This
right here, what you just did.
The interview.
The interview, yeah. Or the whole concert.
For having 30 seconds notice.
Well, I mean, when you take somebody as good looking and as talented as myself and put them in a position of power. Only great things can happen.
And you know what? With that, we're going to go back into the music.
Perfect. Thanks for having me.
It's busiest day of the year in the churches and the bars. Kids gather round the tree for Santa Claus.
Santa Claus!
Every day of the year leads us here. This is Christmas on. This is Christmas on. Christmas time is here.
dawn. Let Christmas trees lit up bright, ring in the morning of Christmas.
Leave it to the Ohio City Slingers.
That is the longest ending of a song ever.
Is it the longest?
And, you know, on the show, we have a lot of songs that intro really long.
Intro really long and outro really long as well. That's okay, because we talk over them.
And what's funny is that has actually affected my songwriting style. Since I've started here, I don't do those quick stops anymore. I don't do the long. It's all different now. All different.
Being on the radio for, what is this now, almost 2 years?
2 years, yeah.
Changing your writing style?
It is. You've influenced me, Eric Semna. That you're one of my top three influences.
That's terrifying. I'll be honest. That as somebody's influence for music, that's...
You know, you really influenced me, too.
Oh, this is gonna go bad really fast, isn't it? So... We've played a whole lot of Ohio City Slingers because...
They're the only Christmas band in town?
Pretty much. Okay. Not just the only Christmas band in town. It's just they do so much around this time of the year, and pretty much all their stuff is actually for charity.
Right.
And they've got the new disc out this year, and they seem to release like every other year, it kind of feels like.
Well, yeah, and Chris has been working since the beginning of the year on new material, so he was at it right away, and from what I understand, by the middle of the year they already had, you know, all this brand new material.
We got a hold of them like a week and a half ago asking if they could play this, and Chris is like, yeah, sorry, we're already booked up for Christmas week. And I'm like, okay, so can we book you for next year? He's like, that's probably a good idea.
There you go.
Do you know why they like it so much? It's because I ran into Augie last Monday when I was supposed to be listening to your show, but I was actually at a show. But
he
Austin,
recorded it though.
Austin, I go, Austin, how is that going? And he just, this huge smile came over his face. He goes, we have so much fun doing it
people forget that, like, you're supposed to have fun when you're in a band sometimes, and I think they really, really enjoy it, and that's why it works out so well. And it comes across in the music, too.
Honestly, I think it's the hats that they wear. How can you not have fun wearing all those hats?
I feel bad because I've never actually seen them play live. It's really kind of upsetting. And I've seen, like, Augie do The Grinch. I've seen videos of it, but I've never gotten to experience them live. So hopefully next year. Hopefully.
So how do we transition out of this?
I have no idea.
Like awkward radio. Dan Maraldi, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. You are standing up. You look like you're ready to play.
I am. I'm going to play a song that I wrote. It's sort of a sad song about why Santa Claus and I don't get along anymore.
You don't get along with Santa?
Yeah. Sort of had gotten to this weird love triangle that turned into a weird love square. And things got
Santa Claus was in your love triangle?
Well, you're just going to have to listen to this song, and all will be revealed.
Dan, tell us the story.
All right. Santa Claus took my baby away, and I woke up alone on Christmas Day. Yeah, he took my baby away. He took her off in his sleigh. Oh, Santa Claus took my baby away. And when they met at the mall, they were fast friends. I didn't know my girl was into older men. And yeah, he knows it wasn't right. I won't give up without a fight. Oh, Santa Claus took my baby away. And I bet he's showing her all of his reindeer while I sit by my tree, holding back my tears. And now my heart's an empty hole. Santa Claus, no, he didn't leave coal. No, Santa Claus took my baby away. And I wasn't naughty, I was nice. So why'd you treat me this way? Hey, I've lost the spirit of the season on this Christmas day. Santa Claus took my baby away, and I woke up alone on Christmas Day. Yeah, he took my baby away. He took her off in his sleigh. Oh, Santa Claus took my baby away. The children cheer, they love little Saint Nick. But the two of us, we got a bone to pick. And maybe next time he'll pause. I asked out Mrs. Claus. Oh, Santa Claus, I took your baby away. Oh, Santa Claus, I took your baby away. Oh, Santa Claus, I took your baby away. Give it up for Rob Dusky on tambourine. I would like to invite Miss Jenna to come up and help me out on this next one, which is a traditional Christmas favorite. It's called Silver Bells.
A
I didn't tell you that when I was a ballerina as a toddler, I'd dance to this.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't do any ballet. I was not given the gift of grace.
You missed out, Dan.
I missed out on my true calling. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. People laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you'll hear silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them ring,
hear them ring.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of streetlights, even stoplights, blinking bright red and green, as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch, this is Santa's big scene. And on all the street corners you'll hear silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them ring,
hear them ring.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. Silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them ring,
hear them ring.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Dan Maraldi.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
With Jenna Fournier joining him.
Yeah, give it up for Jenna. Does it prompt you call and response backing vocals?
Thank you very much. And we've got one last big song for you out there. We have to... play one track while we set things up, because we're going to have a whole lot of people in
for the We Are the World?
Not We Are the World, but we'll have a track. Here is one last Ohio City Singers track. This is Winter's on the Run right now on
Thank you.
Neo Rocks.
Can I unplug this? Pop.
I see chill of the forest, the rustle of the wind breaks the silence, bundled up to walk outside with the spring in our stride. Winter's on the rise. Choir sing, hallelujah. Midnight bells will bring comfort to you. Candles light the shore this day. Spring is here now, wake.
winter's on the run. Winter's on the run. Take a good look. Take a last look. 'Cause winter's on the run. The moon will light the path down the mountain. It takes us to some friends in the tavern, holding on to all that's dear, peace and hope and good cheer. Winter's on the run. Oh, we got a winter on the run. We got winter on the run.
We're back. So we said we have one last track for you, and it's a group number. I'm pretty sure we've got everybody involved out there.
Almost.
We're almost set for that. We've got primarily Nate Jones and Ray Flanagan. They're going to be on guitar, and then we've got everybody else on vocals behind it. Jason?
We're looking for a strap.
Looking for a strap, okay. We've got 20 musicians, most of you playing guitar, and no strap. Ray, which, I think you're in one. Yeah, there we go. Ray doing what he always does. He gets up on stage. There's a mic in front of him. His guitar's plugged in. He just starts playing. And it usually always works.
Escape from the womb. Yeah. Oh, I came out before Jesus, so I win, right?
Are you really trying to have a competition with Jesus?
Still technically beat you by 2,000 years.
Put a whole bunch of people in one studio, and what do you get? You get Joshua Jesty having a fight with Jesus. So.
He's going to drink a lot of cola tonight. He's going to be wired.
Okay. So, Jason, we about ready? I'm going to let you intro this because you did it so well. When you told everybody about it.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Hello, radio world. What we have here, how many people do we have?
It's like 40 people.
It's like a lot. There's so many people in here, but we're gonna send you off with a classic song. And what I did was I printed these lyrics using the Christina Aguilera version of the song, so there's lots of ums, ohs, yes.
There is an oh, yeah, yeah.
So if anybody wants to throw an oh, yeah, or an in there, feel free. But here's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Now all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Trouble.
together.
Merry Christmas to all of you out there. Have a happy new year. And one last Ohio City Singers track for you. Here's All I Want for Christmas is a Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, everybody.